Willie, what's up?
Nothing much, man. Just watching this Falcon-Eagle game, man. What a good game, right?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Julio Jones just had an incredible grab there. So certainly the height of playoff football right now, starting to get that playoff feeling right here at Gillette Stadium. When you look at this game between the Titans and the Patriots, do you give the Titans a chance here? What has to happen for the Titans to shock the world?
Well, there's always a chance. And, you know, when we started out in 01, we were underdogs, big underdogs in a lot of different scenarios. So you never overlook teams, and that makes a dangerous team because they'll come out and they feel like they, when you listen to them talk this week, they feel like nobody's giving them a chance, so they don't have anything to lose. If they lose, everybody expected it anyway. So it's playoff. Things are different. Your records don't matter. What you achieved in the regular season, how well you were playing, all those numbers and statistics really don't matter. It's how you match up. It's the team that's going to take care of the football, eliminate bad plays or mental errors and big plays, and who can turn the football over. So, you know, going into the night, I know it's a tough task for the Tennessee Titans. When I break down everything, I think it'll be really, really tough for them to win in Foxborough. But I'm not just going to sit here and say there's absolutely no chance that they'll win. So we'll see what happens. But I am going with the Patriots.
So one thing the Titans will need if they're going to have a shot in this game, Willie, is to be able to generate some pressure on Tom Brady. And you certainly know about getting to the quarterback in the playoffs. You are the NFL postseason leader in career sacks with 16 and also the single game leader with 4.5 sacks. That was against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the 2006 playoffs. How do you see the Titans being able to get to Tom Brady tonight?
Well, with Tom Brady, you know, he's not a mobile quarterback. And the quickest way to get to him and affect him is to affect the middle of the pocket. And they got Jarrell Casey, you know, all pro bowl type interior defensive tackle that does a great job. You definitely got to double team him and try to get Tom off the spot. But, you know, everybody says that you got to attack Brady the middle of the pocket. You got to create pressure. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, has been in getting the ball out quick. And he has taken some hits this year, and, you know, kind of wore him down a little bit. But understanding what Tennessee is going to try and do, you got to know that they prepare for that. You got to know that they're going to come in and try to spread things out and create those matchups, those one-on-one matchups that favor them, and get the ball out and not let them tee off on Tom Brady.
There was some turmoil here, at least outside, during the bye week for the Patriots. The Seth Wickersham story was sort of the talk of the town and also of the NFL. You've been on Patriots teams in the past when maybe there was some sort of outside intrigue or distraction. How does Bill Belichick handle that, and how does he get the team to focus?
Well, first of all, I think he addresses the team before, you know, the story comes out or anything is said. He addresses the team and, you know, tells the team they need to channel their focus and their attention on the football game and the Tennessee Titans. And if it really doesn't involve you, you shouldn't be talking about it. So you won't hear players comment about that. Even the players that it involves, you won't hear them talking about it. Their focus is to get ready for a football game. And there's other challenges going up on in the building. You got your defensive coordinator and your offensive coordinator interviewing. It can possibly be head coaches at other places. So there's a lot going on, but I can say if there's a place that can withstand the noise, the loud noise, and the so-called distractions, it's been the Patriots. It's been the Patriots over a number of years. And if you look at their record after a motivation game or a big distraction has happened, they're undefeated. They've never lost a game. So you got to credit, you know, what Belichick and the staff has been able to do, and the players as well, being able to ignore the outside noise and channel in and focus and play good football.
This will be Bill Belichick's 37th postseason game, which will be an NFL record. He will pass Tom Landry. It will be the 35th for Tom Brady. How much does experience matter in the postseason?
Well, it matters. You know, I don't think you can just say you're going to roll out there and win a football game based on experience, but it does matter because you understand the intensity of the game. Whether you're home or away plays a big difference in you know, whether you're offense and quarterback and all the communication that takes place, the level of play, how everything heightened. You just mentioned that earlier. You know, you're seeing a lot of pressure situations you're going to be put in. The momentum swings that happen in the playoff atmosphere, you got to be able to withstand those and go out and overcome those. And I just think the adjustments that the end game and halftime adjustments that happen in the game of this magnitude, you got to be able, you know, you got to be able to handle all those different things. So teams that are always in the playoffs that understand that have that experience, they understand how to handle that, especially in situational situations. And teams that don't really know how, it's hard to prepare for something you've never been through or experienced. So
yeah,
I think it plays a big factor.
I know you had some comments in an interview you did about the Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick situation. And in those comments, you said that Don Yee, who is the agent for both Jimmy Garoppolo and Tom Brady, may have been a factor ultimately in the Patriots' decision to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, I think you have to. You can't. I don't think you can. You got to remember, he does represent both guys. And I think it's a conflict of interest if you're trying to negotiate on behalf of either keeping one guy there versus a contract extension for another guy and going forward, you know, based on your decisions. And I think that didn't come from me. I think that's something that Jimmy Garoppolo had to deal with and address. And it didn't get addressed, you know, before the season. So, you know, I guess that deal and that long-term deal they tried to get put in place didn't happen. And then it didn't happen again, you know, in the first deadline. Didn't happen there, and then you was left with no choice. You know, when the last deadline happened, you had to make a decision. Tom wasn't hurt. He was playing at MVP level. He's still an MVP candidate. It's hard to just walk away from that and say you're going to offer this huge contract to a backup that'll be making way more money than a guy who's been so consistent and probably the best ever at the position for 18 years to walk away. So it was a tough decision that had to be made, but, you know, that's the business decisions that collectively Belichick and the Kraft family has been able to make over, you know, a number of years. So, we'll see how it pans out. We'll see how it happens. And, you know, I just know now that all the business and all those things are out of the way, the business at hand tonight is the Titans.
I do just want to ask you quickly, though, on that. Are you saying that to your knowledge, there was a long-term contract extension offered to Jimmy Garoppolo and he turned it down?
I think there was a contract, and I think Jimmy was on board with that. But the fact that he had Don Yee and he remained with Don Yee, I think that was the breakdown of the whole deal. At the end of the day, if you look at the going rate for a quarterback and the market value, regardless, Kirk Cousins is making somewhere north of $25 million. If I'm his agent, I'm telling him that. Be patient. And if they franchise you at the end of the year, you're going to make at least $25 million for 1 year. If you go somewhere else and you play good, you're going to get a long-term deal. And, you know, Cousins and some of these other quarterbacks are making more money than Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, some of the best quarterbacks in our league. So if you're smart and that's your client, it would be who of him to tell him to be patient and wait. And if negotiations broke down and you wasn't able to get a deal done, it sure was going to happen in the middle of the season.
Yeah, interesting sort of dilemma there, I guess, for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, you could take that deal from the Patriots, right? You're getting paid, but you're still going to have to sit behind Tom Brady. You don't take the deal, you get traded, but it's to a bad team. I know that, you know, they were able to win 5 games with him, but you're going to a team where you're not really close to a championship. So which is more important to you, you know, to take the money and sit and know you're going to be with a good team, or just you want that opportunity to play after sitting for 4 years?
Well, you know what? It depends on how the deal was structured. And to my understanding, and I'm not 1,000% sure, but I'm pretty sure the deal was structured, you know, 4 or 5 year deal. And I think the deal was structured to a point where He was going to make a certain amount of money between 18, I don't know, 17, $19 million to back up Tom. And out of respect for Tom and all that he's done and at the level he was playing at, you were going to allow him to play until he was ready to retire. And then once he retired, Jimmy was going to step in and those escalators was probably going to kick in and the numbers would go up. I mean, that's not a bad scenario to be in, especially you've been in a system for 4 years you're comfortable with. You know you're going to be in the playoffs. And, you know, according to the numbers, being a Super Bowl every 3.5 years, you got a great coaching staff. You got an owner that's giving you all the different resources. It's not a bad scenario to kind of look at, man. I mean, it's a tough decision, but it's not a bad one.
Absolutely. All right, Willie, thanks for dropping some knowledge here. Definitely appreciate it. Enjoy tonight's game.
All right, thank you.